1-800-871-1704.
It's 7:37 p.m.
And being aware that creative timekeeping is a dubious goal in any country, allow me to give you the current actual time. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And so we might as well start doing some Dubious Goals Committeeing. And the way that we always begin doing that is by drinking tea. Oh yeah, it's good. I'm still drinking Da Hong Pao today. Because it's good. Yes, it is. All right. The next thing on the agenda is, of course, to go to the numbers. And that's a very simple thing to do. All we need to do is ask our favorite numbers lady. Hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 215, number 218, number 219, number 233, number 238. Thank you.
You are welcome, numbers lady. Okay, so the next thing we need to do here is sit down and get the kitty business pit ready, because I've got a cat standing right here. Hi. Oh yeah, look at somebody's very anxious to get in the kitty business pit and start trading. Yeah, okay, get in there. Yeah, that's a good baby. You're okay, get your butt over here. Okay, that works pretty good. Okay, so we got a cat in a cat pit. My ankles and the rest of my legs are protected by two layers of Banky. Okay, are we ready? Is the kitty ready? Yeah, I think, okay, we're figuring it out. So anyway, here we are, day number whatever of no sports because disease. And so I'm sitting in my house and I woke up this morning with just three things on my mind. Tea, rice soup, and dice. Of course, this is Dubious Goals Committee. So hi, yes, look at this kitty face. Hello, thanks for looking at me. Oh yeah, I gotta pet your face. We gotta always pet up the kitty face. Okay, so where should I even start? Yeah, dice, rice soup, or tea. Yeah, basically I woke up thinking, yeah, good thing today's still a Da Hong Pao day, because I opened up another pack of Da Hong Pao last night, and I've been drinking the rest of that today. Oh, it's so good. Pretty happy about that. In fact, I think I'll pour some more right now. And what else was I thinking about? Oh yeah, rice soup. This started last night. Why did I get hungry for soup last night? And why do I feel like eating it not quite so much right now? Am I speaking English? Oh, it's so good. And I cannot express my love for this Da Hong Pao. Transcendent. Maybe I should have waited a while before I started doing Dubious Goals Committee today. Oh, my sinuses are a little bit weird. It's still kind of strange outside. Oh, yeah. It's a little bit cool, but not that cool. It's not sunny. It looks like it's going to rain. I'm not sure if it is or not. Either way, we're sitting around indoors today. Oh, yeah. So I can drink Da Hong Pao. Yes, it's so delicious, Peppa. It's so good, and you're a good baby. All right, so rice soup. What am I going to do? Am I really thinking about eating rice soup today. How do you make rice soup? It's very simple. First you make rice, then you make soup, then you put the rice in the soup. So what I will do is I will make some rice. And then I will make some soup. And when I say I will make some soup, when I say make some soup, this means I will probably find some instant soup bouillon and just sort of go from there. I do not have any animal carcasses to boil down. And I'm not going to use my cat to make soup. You're not a soup kitty. No, you're a kiss-em-up fluffy baby kitty. Your cat looked at me saying, what, animal carcasses? Okay, so since I don't have any chicken bones or any beef bones or anything of this nature, I got to figure out some way to make, you know, soup broth. So, you know, bouillon is the key. Although, I do have some nori. And technically speaking, I could try boiling some nori. But I don't know if that's going to fly. That's one way to make broth from seaweed. If you have some kombu, you can make, you know, some great ramen broth out of kombu. You just boil a few kombu leaves for a while and blah, blah, blah. To make dashi. Dashi is a soup stock in Japan. And it occurs to me, don't I have some, like, powdered dashi soup bouillon mix? Yeah, I think I do. So, okay, that's an option. I've got a lot of options. I've got, so much salt, though. Oh, wait, on the other hand, I do have some salt-free soup base. Yeah, I've got some beef bouillon that is salt-free. I don't have any chicken bouillon. I've got the dashi. Oh, and I've got the Vietnamese-style tamarind soup base. That could be an option. I don't know. There's a lot of salt in that one, though. That's for sure. So, yeah. And then I will add some things to, you know, make it a little bit better. I think I have some. Huh. Now I gotta go look, except I can't go anywhere because the cat's doing kitty business. Do I have some frozen vegetables? Don't I have some peas and carrots or something? I'm not sure. Oh, yeah. So good. So, anyway. Maybe I'll throw in some peas and carrots. And I think I've got some, I've got some dried mushroom powder. I've got some morel mushroom powder that I might throw in. I don't have any mushrooms. I wish I had some enoki mushrooms or some straw patty mushrooms. Oh, I've got some black fungus, though. I could throw some of that in. What else do I have for my soup? Got a little bit of mirin. Or actually, I know I should use that Chinese cooking wine. I forget what it's called. And I'll throw in a little bit of some kind of oil. What kind of oil should we put in, Pippa? I don't have any sesame oil. What do I have? I think I've got some la yu. And that would be good. Oh, I just remembered something else. I've got some other bouillon or broth. I've got some liquid. What's that stuff called? The Japanese stuff for doing noodles. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so I got some of that stuff I could use. That might be good. Perhaps I shall. Oh, this is good tea. It's not even funny. It's not even funny. Oh, look at this. So here I am sitting in front of my TV watching Sky Sports News. Which is really reaching for content since there's no sports for them to, you know, report upon. I love this tea. Oh. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you love every tea. That's not true. Well, it's pretty true. I laugh. It's because it's funny. And it's only funny because it's true. In fact, oh, yeah. Oh, it's so good. It's so, so good. So I'm sitting here petting my cat, watching Sky Sports News, and they are telling me that Canada has now decided not to send a team to the Tokyo Olympics. That might be smart. Who knows? Are the Olympics going to be canceled? Are they going to be postponed a year? We're going to find out. We'll find out soon, any day now. Huh, Pippa? Pippa looks up briefly. Yeah, hi. You can go back to doing your kitty business. Right, so the cat's just hanging out. You're a kitty. Look at you flop. You're a floppy cat. Alright, so what else have I been thinking about? Dice. I often think about dice. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee have heard me pontificate upon the traditional six-sided random number generators for numerous episodes. Don't get me wrong. I'm not prejudiced against polyhedral dice in any way. No, I'm not. I got tons. In fact, I've got how many in reach right here? Yeah, there's at least, 13 or 14 right there. And that's not even my supply of polyhedrals. All my polyhedrals are kept upstairs in a bag. And it's a big bag. But I do have a few down here. And I do have a few six-sided dice right here. How many? Well, there's at least 50 there. There's 5, 55. There's 60, 65, 70, 75, 78, 86, 76. I mean, 96. Add, Tobe. Do not subtract. Yeah, so there's 86 or more. I might be missing some. 86 six-sided dice literally in arm's reach. Just slightly out of arm's reach, about a meter and a half away, is my dice case with lots and lots of more dice in it. An uncountable number. But that's not what we're talking about here today. Last night I was thinking, I don't know how I got onto this. Well, I was thinking about dice, obviously. I'm always thinking about dice. And I was thinking about various weird things. You know, more stuff with fish, prawn, crab dice. And Tian Gao rankings. You know, Chinese dice rankings. Which I'm fascinated by. And in case you're wondering what they are. Double sixes. From highest rank to lowest rank, double sixes, double ones, double four, 1, 3, 5, 5, 3, 3, 2, 2, 5, 6, 4, 6, 1, 6, 1, 5. That's the civil suit. In the military suit, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, and the final three. So, yeah, should be obvious to anyone. And while I was thinking about all that stuff, I started thinking something that I was thinking about. I don't even remember how it happened. I was thinking about Tian Gao, and somehow I can't remember how this happened. Somehow I got to thinking about craps, and I started thinking about craps strategies using the place bets. Now, normally, if I'm going to play craps, you know, I'm pretty much just going to play the pass line and take, you know, as much free odds bets as I possibly can, whatever the local casinos will allow. Free odds bets are your best bets. Why? Because they're free odds. Free odds means no vig. There is no vigorish. There is no rake. There is no cut for the house, okay? There is no advantage for the house. Oh, yeah. It's so good. So basically, you know, if you're playing craps at a craps table, you know, you put a bet, the minimum bet. This is my normal strategy, and this should be yours as well. You put your minimum bet on the pass line, and if you pass, well, great. If you make a point, then you're going to back that pass line bet up with the maximum free odds bet. Now, in a lot of casinos, back in the day, you know, casinos didn't offer this much. And when they did, you know, the best you could do would be like 2 times your original bet, or 3, or maybe 5 times at special times, off-peak hours, hoping to drive players in. But these days, since there's so many more casinos out there, and casinos are competing for business, you will often see the free odds bet get kind of extreme on a craps table, hoping to lure people in. And when I say extreme, I mean 10 times, even 100 times. I've even heard, but I haven't actually seen, of unlimited free odds bet, meaning you could put down your $5 minimum bet and then, you know, throw $1,000 onto your free odds bet. It's a beautiful thing. Just thinking about that crack just blows my mind. Anyway, the whole point is you want to use your maximum free odds. So if you're at a 10x table and you have bet $5 on the pass line, you want to put $50 behind that on the free odds bet. And so I was thinking about this last night. And actually, I started thinking about something else. But normally, if you're going to take a conservative approach, you want to take the pass line bet and back it up with free odds. But I was thinking, what if instead, and now this gets complicated, what if instead you were going to take a strategy on the place bets and don't even worry about the come out roll? And so, I got to thinking, this is an interesting idea. So, you stand at the table and you wait for a point to come up. Then you buy the 6 and 8 place bet, which is going to cost you $12 on a $5 craps table. Maybe I should have thought this through a little bit further. But anyway, the whole idea here is that, and this is sort of borrowing from other crap strategies, you just play the 6 and 8, and when they hit, you collect the first time, and then if they hit again, you use that to press them, meaning to double the bet. And because basically the strategy here is this type of aggression is based around the idea of you want to have as much money on the table in play as possible. And then every once in a while, you need to take your bets out of it, meaning that when these bets hit and they pay off, you want to take your money back out and you just want to leave what degenerate gamblers like to call the casino's money on the table. Make them work to get their damn money back. You need to keep taking your bets out. And then eventually, what you're hoping for is you go on a long enough run that you hit enough of your bets that you start cashing out. And if you could also take down these bets too. You can take down place bets. A lot of people don't know this. But if you press them up, you can take them back down again and leave them at, you know, 1 or 2 units, whatever you're comfortable with. So I started thinking about this. And I thought, now I want to go play craps. But don't I always want to play craps? Yeah, I kind of always do want to play craps, but I got to think about this some more. And this all revolves, this whole idea of just playing the place bets revolves around, you know, not taking any pass bets or come bets. You just stay on those place bets. You leave them up. Even when the place bets are off, the place bets are always not always in play, but you can turn them on. That's a different sort of story. That reminds me, I need an on-off button, don't I? Maybe I need to go to the gaming supply store and get a small on-off button to match my buy and lay button. Oh yeah. Oh, it's good tea. Oh, super happy about drinking tea, throwing dice. Place bets. And you know, he says. Now, this is a pretty aggressive sort of betting stance to just walk up and start buying place bets. But depending on your bankroll, let's say you go... These place bets are going to cost, well, the 6 and 8 cost $6, 5 and the 9 cost $5. Okay, so here's what you do. Here's a different idea. Instead of, well, see, you could reverse that. You could sort of do the inverse of that scheme by betting from the outside in. But you would only want to do that if there was a lot of not passing. You know, if the dice are going the other way for whatever reason, basically what you need to do is figure out both of these strategies and the best odds for the money on the press-ups and when to spread them out. Then you got to back that every once in a while. You could ensure that with any craps bet, which is what? 1/7 on a lot of... And regardless. You could play that more conservatively, too. The sort of the standard kind of crap strategy is basically to, you know, make a pass bet. And if it wins, fine, you win. If it's a point, then you bet the field. Roll again. If you make your field bet, then use that payoff to start buying the place bets, if that makes any sense. So you put your money down on the pass line, you throw the dice, you roll a 6. You go, okay, you throw another $5 on the field, you roll again, say a 6 comes up. Now that field bet pays off. Your pass line bet stays there. The field bet pays. And so then you take that profit and you tell your dealer to buy the 6 and 8 or whatever numbers place bets you want to buy. I would highly advise the 6 and the 8 in this situation. But blah, blah, blah. And you keep going from there. You keep going from there. And every time those 6 and 8s pop up and win for you, then you use those winnings to buy the other numbers and the place bets. Keep doing that until you have all the place bets purchased, and then you just, you know, put the money in your pocket. It's a love thing. All right. So much for talking about other types of dice today. I was sort of thinking about discussing something further in the dice world, but instead, we're going to drink a little bit more tea. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so delicious. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so delicious and yummy. So let's go to a musical interlude. I think I need some more surf music. Still sort of buzzing on the surf music from yesterday, so obviously we gotta go with The Ventures. Yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Let's all go surfing right now. I do feel like going to surf, but do I really want to go to the beach? Because then I got to deal with sand. That was Pipeline by The Ventures, but you knew that already. Come on. Let's not kid ourselves. And now I need some more tea, which means I'm also going to need some tea drinking music to take us out on here. So first let's pour the old tea. Might have to make some more here in a little bit. Let's bring that tea drinking music up. Gotta listen to Gucci when I'm drinking tea. And when is it time for Yumcha? I don't have a good dim sum place here anymore. Yeah, I still haven't found a new Yumcha place yet, but, you know, there's so few and far between that one will pop up eventually. Anyway, I do love drinking tea. what do I want to eat for lunch today? I have no idea. Rice soup, I guess. Still thinking about all that. That's something to think about. Oh, my mailman just showed up. I gotta go out and get my mail. I just heard my mailbox close, so I'll just say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every damn day at COVID-1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe and I'm gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?